Astros, with a win this afternoon, can clinch their seventh division title in club history. And they would also set a major league record. According to Elias, no team has ever won a division title in three different divisions. But the Astros with a chance to do that today. 0-1. And Fisher drives this one pretty deep to center field. Heredia on his horse with his back to the infield. Heredia looking up, and that's gone! Off the batter's eye! A two-run home run for Derek Fisher. 2-1 Astros.
Well, it's been a while for Fisher, but it was worth it. Straight away center field over the 409. And that's his fifth home run of the year, and that's his biggest as a major leaguer.
No question about it.
Now, another Astros podcast.
1-1 to Seager. Slider, that's popped up. Shallow center field. Correa is out, calling everyone off. He's there, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros are 2017 American League West champions. The players hopping in a pile behind the pitcher's mound as the Houston Astros' magic number is zero. First division title in 16 years for the Astros.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch, manager of the American League West champion Houston Astros. Astros clinching the division on Sunday, and obviously a very exciting moment and a culmination of all the hard work that's been put in by you and the players and the staff and the front office for a while.
It's a good feeling to win the division as a first step, first goal. You know, a lot of work went into it. It's hard to do what we pulled off, and to do it with 2 weeks left in the season and still have, you know, room for improvement, things that we want to accomplish before the end of the year, and then guarantee that postseason baseball is coming back to Houston. It's a good feeling.
Justin Verlander, you got him to pitch in games like the game on Sunday, and he delivered with a really strong performance.
Yeah, baseball's weird how it lines things up this way. I mean, we didn't know that Sunday was going to be the day we could clinch when we set the rotation. He comes in, first home start. There's a lot of buzz. We end up not clinching on Saturday when the Angels won out in Anaheim, and then had an opportunity to play before them and win on our own terms with Justin Verlander starting that game and pitching a very strong game. So it lined up perfectly, storybook type ending to a division title and day off the following day, which was necessary for a lot of us, and we move on for the rest of the year.
Does this feel different? The celebration, does it feel different this year than when you clinched the wild card spot in 2015? Obviously, that year, no one was really expecting the Astros to do what they did, and it was also last day of the season too.
Yeah, a little bit, because you know winning the division's different. I mean, I think that tells you you were the best team in that division for that particular year. It's a long, hard fight. You know, the feeling of success is a little bit grander when you win the division. The expectations that we had from the beginning of spring training that we were going to be one of the favorites in the American League and in the division. So to go out and accomplish exactly what people expected and maybe even exceed expectations with the injuries we had to deal with and some of the issues we had this season, it's a good feeling.
I guess now the question is, how do you handle the last couple of weeks of the season? Obviously, you mentioned fighting for the best record, a game and a half behind the Indians for that in the American League. Is that the focus now?
It is. You know, we need to play to win. You know, mentally, you've got to stay in the season and in the games and stay sharp, because, you know, we're one of the few teams that, you know, we're playing competitive baseball because we want the best record, but we know we're guaranteed a division title. It's easy to let up and play 2 weeks worth of mediocre mental baseball, and you'll end up out of the playoffs in a heartbeat if you don't bounce back. So we're going to keep the guys sharp. We're going to play to win, to get the number one seed if we can, and win as many games as we can.
You have Colin McHugh on the mound today. Missed his last turn with the blister that he had on his pitching hand. What are you hoping to see from Colin today?
Yeah, it's nice to get him back out there and give him the game to start, and his finger feels better. And you know, it's a good matchup for him. He can expose these guys with a high fastball and the big breaking ball, and we want him to pitch well. You know, these guys are vying for postseason roster considerations. He's a guy who's missed most of the season, but came back at a good time for us. And you know, let's not forget, 2 years ago, pitched Game One and Game Five in the division series. So, valuable guy for us to have. We need to get him on the mound and see what we've got.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Musgrove with another 3-2. Swing and a miss. Cano strikes out, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros win their third in a row, defeating the Seattle Mariners this afternoon by a final score of 8-6.
Welcome back to Astro Launch. This is Steve Sparks. I'm with our buddy Joe Musgrove, who has become very prominent in the bullpen now for the Astros. How does it feel making that transition from starter to reliever and being put in the situations you have very high leverage?
Yeah, it feels good. You know, I'm getting more and more comfortable as the outings go. And, you know, you get put into those higher leverage situations. It's early on, it was kind of like just being thrown out into traffic, you know, and I feel like you never react better than when you're thrown out in traffic. So it's been a lot of learning for me, a lot of talking with the guys down there and with CB on, you know, prep routines and how to prepare yourself properly. And every time I go out there, I get more and more confident with the role.
You know, a lot of people don't know about Craig Bjornsson. He's the bullpen coach for you guys, and he sets a great tone early in the game, keeps you guys relaxed. But when it comes down to a point in a game where there's relievers, he gives you information and helps you guys get through some of those outings.
Yeah, he's a really good tool for us down there. And like you said, you know, he keeps the mood light and keeps everyone in a good, you know, happy environment down there for the first couple innings. Mm-hmm. And then as the game moves on, everyone will kind of start to taper off into their own routine a little bit. And he's done a really good job with me of coming up and, you know, and giving me possible situations or, you know, saying, hey, in this situation, you know, you got to be prepared for these two guys in September. They're willing to change out guys here and there, right and left.
That's so,
yeah, he's constantly giving me little bits of info and things to kind of be looking out for.
Hey, Joe, you and I are pretty close to each other right now. You still smell like champagne. You don't wash your clothes?
No, man, that was incredible. I want to stay with it. You know, that was really special. That was my first time getting to do that at a level like this. And, you know, I know it's just a small step, but it's a good reward for the guys this year, you know, for us to be able to feel like we've accomplished something that has never been done here yet. And, you know, we got a really good group of guys we look forward to doing a couple more times this year.
Talk about the group of guys, and there's a lot of you all that came up together, and you won a lot in the minor leagues. How special is that to celebrate together here at this stage?
Absolutely, and I was talking with Stas and Fisher after the, you know, after the celebration. We came out on the field and we're hanging out with some of the families. I was just saying, you know, how cool is it that we're all here at the same time getting to experience all this for the first time. And like you said, you know, we got to have the minor league champagne showers, but, you know, it's a whole lot different at this level.
And you know they're going to be your best friends for the rest of your life, right?
Oh, absolutely, man. Everyone on this team, and it's even the new guys, Verlander, Maven, you know, the new additions have all molded into this team really well. It seems like they haven't missed a beat.
Hi, Joe. With your success out of the bullpen, I know you're a starting pitcher at heart, but with your success showing what you're able to do, would it be disappointing for you if this ends up being your career path out of the bullpen?
No, I don't think so. And, you know, I like competing, so I get to be out on the field more. It's good getting to lace your spikes up every day and know you have a chance to, you know, to do a part in that game. So I'm enjoying it, you know, and I'm learning a lot about myself. I'm learning, you know, what I need as a pitcher. I'm learning how to get guys out in pressure situations, you know, everything. And I think as the playoffs come, it's going to be important for me to talk to some of these other guys because the baseball doesn't change a whole lot. You know, we're going to be facing Red Sox, you know, all these teams, Yankees that we've seen before. So that doesn't change, but I know the surrounding is going to be a lot different, and that's ultimately what's going to be the deciding factor on who can, you know, perform in the clutch and who can fumble. So, you know, it's going to be just talking to them and learning the experience that they've had and been through it before and trying to pick up where I can.
We've had conversations about the mental game of baseball, but it probably even applies more out of the bullpen because you have to come in sharp. Mm-hmm. There's a very small margin for error coming out of that. How do you apply your mental game to that?
Yeah, just preparation mainly. You know, you can never control what's going to happen once the ball leaves your hand. So all the work, I've tried to be really diligent in my work every day. And as a starter, it's different. I need, you know, two to three days after I throw to kind of get my arm feeling good enough to even get back out there and get solid work in. So being a reliever, my arm's been a little bit fresher, so I've been able to go out and really, you know, put good diligent work in every day. And I'm just relying on the process of what I do day in and day out to kind of come show up in the game. So it's trying to just trust what I've done in between outings and let the rest play out how it does.
Well, it's been great. So Joe, continued success. Enjoy this moment, but you guys have 2 weeks left before you get ready for the playoffs. Best of luck.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.